Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost fire.
My God, what you waiting on? Go ahead and clap those holy hands. Resurrection Sunday, amen, goes right there. We are lifting up high praise to you, God, as always. But on this special joyous occasion of you being commemorated for stepping out of those grave clothes 3 days later, we acknowledge you even more. So praise the Lord and welcome, welcome, welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring this resurrected and true God, man, Jesus the Christ, Father God, Holy Spirit God, the trilogy of three personalities in one eternal God being called the Trinity. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. Words cannot fully ever express the joy and gratitude and the thankfulness that we have for sending His precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, as well as unapologetically, we don't bite our tongue, declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, but most of all, to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope in life for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. Amen. Goes right there. Again, blessings to each and every one of you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. You're going to see for yourself. We're going to celebrate all over again, brand new, like this is our last time to celebrate. Fire, fire, fire. Gospel experience. New light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke 24:19, where we see our Lord Jesus is walking with the two men on the road to Emmaus. This is after his resurrection, y'all. They don't even know. Our Lord Jesus has cloaked from their recognition as he tells them from the very prophetic beginning of how the Messiah of God must suffer for the sins of mankind. These were and still are the what things that must be understood, received, and shared. And as we, the modern day disciples, are walking on our path of life as believers of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer and Savior of the whole wide world, our Lord Jesus asked them, what are the things, what things are y'all talking about? Are y'all so sad about? We're going to talk about that too, because there's some what things that we need to understand too today, right now, that we can learn from Holy Scriptures. Amen. My special guest is returning back to this fire gospel experience platform, Jesus Follower, successful wife, successful mother, successful entrepreneur, pastor, as well as author of the book that we'll be discussing along with her testimony. Her book entitled Disarming the Enemy. Pastor, woman of God, Kareem Jeffrey Johnson is back. It's been a while, but she's back with us, and we are excited because you talk about a woman of God that means what she says and says what she means. And then later on in the broadcast, we certainly will be having our word of inspiration, which is going to come from a very unique, special guest, this man of God. I'm trying to tell y'all, gospel artist Richie E. Irby sends me daily inspirations, man. I'm talking about beautiful words that I know come from his spirit as it's orchestrated by Holy Spirit God. So I said, man, I need to bring this brother on to my platform, Fire the Gospel Experience. He's been my special guest before as a gospel artist, but I'm signing him up as a regular for Word of Inspiration because it's just in him. As I invite all of you anointed, gifted people of God to get in touch with me and get on this platform so that we can make known the beautiful gifts that God has put in you. Stop sitting on the bench. Stop hiding your gifts like you need to be shamed. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for raising our Lord Jesus from the dead, because we know he lives, because he lives and he rose in our soul. Amen. Thank you for Light the Fuse. That's about to set the internet and this radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctified resurrection power, power, power. Work on them, Jesus. Work on them, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Patricia Wiley. Hello, I'm Letitia Wiley, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my song, Lead Me to the Rock, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station.
It's all about kingdom building. Thank you, woman of God, Letitia Wiley, for starting this fire gospel experience off, taking us behind the veil as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday right here on this fire gospel experience. I am just super excited, as always, to be here with you all to celebrate the goodness of our God, the greatness of our God. He has done such exceptional things in my life. Lord, I'm like the old school saints. They said that if he don't do another thing, he's already done enough. And I see what they're talking about right now, because that's where I'm at. That's part of my testimony. I can include that in my biblical resume, y'all. Sanctified, saved, full of the Holy Spirit, God, I thank you. Can't thank you enough. My special guest is here, awesome, amazing woman of God. I have to apologize. I don't know what took me so long to bring back this amazing woman of God, but brother be busy, but I ain't making no excuses from this point on. I've already shared my feelings with woman of God, Pastor Kareem Jeffrey Johnson, before we went live on the air. I told her, say, woman of God, please forgive me if I take too long to invite you back to this fire gospel experience. Woman of God, you know how to get in touch with me. If you have that burning in your spirit and Holy Spirit God has filled you up and you don't have a place or a pulpit to let that message, that testimony, that was an inspiration out of your spirit, out of your belly, out of your mouth, get in touch with me and we'll set it up right then and there. If I got to move some people around, I'll do it. She is a Jesus follower, y'all. Successful wife, mother, entrepreneur, author, and pastor. She is Purpose Pusher Gospel Institute at Purpose Pusher Global Impact Institute, y'all. Educated woman of God coming from Bainbridge, Georgia. And my special guest for this Fire Gospel Experience special Resurrection Sunday edition and episode, woman of God, Pastor Kareem Jeffrey Johnson. is back on fire. The gospel is spreading, and I'm glad about it. I'm just thrilled. I'm just super excited, y'all. Welcome, welcome, woman of God, Pastor Corey Jeffrey Johnson. Welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience, woman of God. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for the invitation to come and share once again.
Amen. I hope I buttered both sides of your bread well enough now, because, you know, I looked at my calendar, and I think I passed by your page on Facebook or something. Holy Spirit, God brought you to my attention some kind of way, and I looked at myself and said, Lord Jesus, it's been, I don't know how long, but welcome back, woman of God. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for the people that have not had the opportunity, the privilege to get to know who you are, and then we'll get right into the spiritual discussion that I can't wait to have.
Amen. I think you did a pretty good job introducing me, but I'm just a successful wife, as you said. I am a mother of four, an entrepreneur, pastor, author, and CEO
wow.
of Global Purpose Pusher Global Institute.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, let me backtrack, because I can't pass this up. Relationships have always been a very important conversation for me because of my personal past. I've always sought to understand relationships, why people do the things they do, why people don't do the things that they're supposed to do, all of the above. But in all my years of broadcasting since 2014, you are the first person that have proudly declared to be a successful wife. Come on now, you ain't ashamed.
Yes.
Talk about being
yes.
successful as a wife. What does it take to be a successful wife? Come on now, help us out.
Well, first of all, I've been divorced, and so I know the pitfalls. I know I've experienced, you know, what not to do. And so, yeah, you know, a lot of times when we go through divorce, you know, we will point out, you know, everything that the other person did wrong, but a lot of times we have to look within and we have to see where we could have done better, you know, and so that's what I learned to do. So when the Lord blessed me to remarry, you know, I understood,
okay.
you know, my place, you know, even though I am a pastor, I am an entrepreneur, I am a successful woman of God, I understand that my first ministry is my husband, is to submit to my husband first. And so when you understand that your first ministry is your husband and then everything else is secondary, you know, you learn how to serve every single day. And so my husband calls me blessed. He calls me a Proverbs 31 wife.
Okay.
And so that's why I relate to myself as a successful wife, because I've been, you know, in a place to where I've been divorced. And so that means that I failed in that particular area one time. But I learned from it, and I learned how to submit to God and then to my husband to have that successful marriage and to be that successful wife that God has called me to be.
Yes, yes, yes. A lot of people have been deceived by, I'm a word person. I'm an author as well. I'm a word person. I love playing Scrabble. I love pronunciation. I love correct spelling, all of the above. That's just what God puts in each of us, a specific characteristics so that we can fit right into the body of Christ as he has already defined. So a lot of people have been deceived, woman of God, about the word like humility and submission. The devil has taken those words and hijacked them and tried to make us feel like these are words that you should denounce. These are words that you should resist. These are words that you should fight against, when in actuality, these are words that God requires of us. For him, first of all, but share with us how submission and humility fits well and appropriately in all of our relationships, not just marriage now, because I know what I'm talking about, but I want your take.
Yeah, well, you know, submission definitely when it comes down to marriage, but, you know, in all of our relationships, you know, the Bible talks about how iron sharpens iron and how a good friend tells you the truth. And so even in friendship relationships, you know, we have to learn how to submit to the truth, you know, about who we really are, because it's going to help be able to cultivate us to be, you know, who God has called us to be. And so, you know, like you said, a lot of people have made the word submission be a cuss word, so to speak, or something that's evil. But God has called us to first submit to him. And then when we learn how to submit to God, then we can learn how to submit in marriage. We can learn how to submit in relationships when it comes down to friendships, whether it's boss and a coworker, whoever it may be. We can learn to submit in those other areas when we first of all learn how to submit to God first. That's the key, is making sure that you're submitted to God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What people fail to realize, Pastor Johnson, is that humility and submission are characteristics that help mold us more into the person that we are celebrating, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he came as a lamb and he was submitted to God by putting on human flesh. What submission and humility does is that it gives us the opportunity to express how I want to apply your best interest as far as I can contribute. When we contribute to somebody else's well-being, that makes us more of a impactful person for good, and then it empties us as vessels for God to use us. Do you know that when a person is full of pride, there's no room for God to come in? But
that's
humility
it.
Empties us. Humility and submission empties us out, and now we can be filled with the leading, with the proclivities of God. And those are the ways that God wants us to be, so that we can be useful. He don't want us, like Paul, kicking against the prick. We just be in the way. So I appreciate the fact that you said that you are a successful wife, because this is how husbands become successful. Amen. And it makes our job a lot easier too, woman of God, because if we don't love you like Christ loved the church, we don't want to be fighting and haggling and going through a whole bunch of changes. We're trying to love you like Christ loved the church. We don't need you fighting against us. Now, I'm gonna say this and be quiet. I'm going to let you share a little bit more about yourself. For the people that have a problem with the word submission, here's a word that might fit you a little bit better. It might be more palatable to your taste buds. How about cooperation? How about cooperation if submission bothers you so much? God wants us to cooperate with one another. And, you know, there's only one steering wheel on the car. You could be a licensed driver, but guess what? There's only one steering wheel on the car. Submission and humility are the keys to healthy, good, orderly function. Amen. So, woman of God, listen, I've talked enough. Let's talk about you now. What is it that's in your spirit right now that you can share with the listening audience out there about what the truth of Resurrection Sunday is? Why is it so meaningful? Why is it so impactful? Why should we even take the time to dedicate one particular Sunday over all of the other Sundays? Why is resurrection so key?
Well, the thing that I believe that we need to understand about when it comes down to the resurrection, and that is that it was never meant to be about one weekend, you know, that's set aside on our calendar, you know. So what we have done is we have made the resurrection be kind of what you would call an event. And so that's not what God originally intended for it to be. Because when we think about Jesus dying on the cross, with Jesus being buried in a tomb and Jesus coming back to life 3 days later, once again, that was not meant to be an event. It was actually meant to be a way of life for us. And so a lot of times, you know, we find ourselves to where we're waiting till today to say, oh, happy Resurrection Day, and we're celebrating, you know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. No, we're supposed to live in the resurrection of Jesus Christ every single day, because when we look, you know, at the scripture in Romans 8 and 11, it says that since the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. And so that means that the same Spirit that God raised Jesus from the dead with is in us. And so we got to live in that every single day. We got to, you know, it's not enough for us to know that Jesus got up. You know, it's great for us to know that, but we got to know that he got up so that we could get up, you know, so we could get up out of that addiction, that anxiety, that depression, whatever it, whatever the dead thing is that's in our life that's hindering us, we can be resurrected from it. And so I believe that when we shift our mindsets to understand that resurrection is not about an event or one particular day, but we're supposed to be living in the resurrection every single day. And when we live in the resurrection, you'll find out that it's going to change the way that you think. It's going to change the way that we see things. It's going to change the decisions that we make. It's going to change our marriages, our children. It's going to change the way that we see that sickness that's in our body. When we believe that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in us, and then we start exercising that authority, then we're living in a in the resurrection every single day, because he has given us the power and the authority to speak to those things, those dead things that's in our life, and cause them to be resurrected. So I believe that it's not about one day. It's about a lifestyle of living in the resurrection.
Amen. And for the listeners out there, I'm sure that there are some really astute Bible disciples out there that are well aware that many of our so-called holidays, and the word originally is holy day, they changed it to holiday because they're trying to delete and diminish the spiritual aspect of these holy days. Many of us know that a lot of these holidays, like Easter, which is why I dropped the title Easter and called it Resurrection Sunday, because I know that word Easter is connected with some sort of pagan religion. And I know that the bunny rabbit is being used. They say, oh, bunny rabbits are so cute. How can they be a problem? Everybody loves bunny rabbits. They're cute. They're fuzzy. They're warm. They're harmless. They're gentle. Yes, but what a bunny rabbit is being used to displace the primary person of Resurrection Sunday, which is Jesus Christ, just like Santa Claus is being used to replace Jesus Christ on Christmas. So we talked about it, Pastor Johnson, that the world wants to infringe upon our holy days and then try to redecorate it with their own meaning and their own character. So I'm saying this, woman of God, because we as believers, yes, I know many churches, even mine, New Saint Hurricane, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Pastor Derek Easter, we have what we call an Easter Carnival, and I understand that the eggs are attached to certain other worldly cultural paganisms. But if we participate in these, I think that it's very important that as our children grow, because we don't want them to feel deprived, I want to go to church, we didn't have no Easter, we didn't have no Christmas, then we are responsible for making sure that we give them correct education biblically so that they will not believe that Easter is truly about eggs, it's about the resurrection of our Christ, and Christmas is not about necessarily Santa Claus and gift-giving, is about the recognition of the birth of Christ. Can you share with us about the importance of proper biblical education when it comes to our children? Because they're the next generation that'll be here after we're gone on to heaven.
Well, this is what I believe. Because, you know, we as adults, I think we're the ones that really need to be educated, because then we can teach our children. Because, you know, we like to say, well, you know, it's about the children. That's why we do the egg hunt. That's why we do this. But, you know, we can begin to tell our children, you know, at a young age, you know, this is what this means. Because more so than our children need an Easter egg or a new outfit, they need an encounter with the living Jesus. And so that's why we got to make sure that we are telling our children that Resurrection Sunday is about our resurrected Jesus. It's the day that, you know, we got to talk about his death, you know, his resurrection, and we got to learn how to explain to our children what that means. And just to give you an example, you know, I celebrated Christmas for years and years and years. I'm talking about would go into debt to make sure that my children had a great Christmas. And so when I came into the revelation, you know, sitting up under a leader that taught about, you know, what it really meant to put up that Christmas tree and what it, you know, he began to show up in the Word of God, I canceled Christmas in my household. I didn't tell my children, you know, oh, I'm sorry. No, this is what we're getting ready to do because this is what the Word says.
Come
and
on.
So I believe that when the parents get in a position to say, okay, this is what it is. This is what the Word says. And so we're not going to celebrate it in this house. Now, when you get grown, you do whatever you want to do. But in this house,
this
is what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. I didn't put up another tree.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy any more gifts. I didn't do any of those things when I came into the knowledge of what Christmas really means. And so I believe that when parents, you know, the Bible says we perish because of our lack of knowledge. And, you know, and then for some people, they know it, but they just don't want to change. And so I believe that
that's
we don't have to explain to children why we're not going to do the eggs, why we're not going to do this, but rather show them in the scripture that this is what this particular holiday means, and this is how we're going to celebrate it. You know, and so I believe that when the parents, you know, come up out of their lack of knowledge and actually come into
the
wisdom of the Word of God, then they can teach their children, and then their children can teach their children and the generations to come.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. Very well put. Very well put. I almost called you Dr. Johnson. So if I call you Dr. Johnson, it's just an honorary title for right now. So
that's my name. I am Dr. Johnson.
Okay, good. I wanted to be sure about that. Everybody want to be a doctor now, and I applaud you all that are striving to increase your educational knowledge. I appreciate that about you all. I'm going to say this, too, that maybe for those that have already kind of made certain activities in the Christmas holiday season and the Easter holy day season, I'm going to say this, because we can talk to our children. Our children are maybe a lot smarter, especially in this age of technology, than we're willing to give them credit. We can say, look, this is the meaning of Christmas, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. All of the other things that we do are just the activities. At some point, Dr. Johnson, as our children continue to grow, we can kind of pull back on some of those things. If you're worried about them going through a traumatic withdrawal about Christmas and Easter, we can pull back on maybe the Easter eggs. We can shut down the Christmas life, and so that they can concentrate more on what the true meaning of the holiday is and not get so distracted by all the traffic. Amen. That's just a thought. That's just me, because I haven't put up a Christmas tree in decades, because I know where that came from. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I know where that pagan idea came from, and I ain't trying to replicate that at all. If y'all want to know more about it, y'all get in touch with Woman of God, Dr. Pastor Corrine Jeffrey Johnson. Get in touch with me on Facebook or whatever. We can have a discussion about it, because we're all about telling truth and living truth. Amen. And just like the gospel group Fresh Start Worship, we want to tell the truth, because we understand that we serve a living God, and we serve a powerful God. And we serve a God that is intentional in everything that he does, and he's looking for us to be sincere. That's why, without any hesitation and from a pure heart, just woman of God, Pastor Johnson, it's just the mention of his name that just floods my spirit with a sense of joy and gratitude as I give him praise.
Yeah.
Adonai, you are Lord, hallelujah. the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? 'Cause at the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess you are Lord.
You are Lord. 'Cause at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow, every tongue confess
to bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess,
you are Lord.
Yes, you are. Oh, 'cause Jesus, you are Lord. It's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. Your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, 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 the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry on the internet radio. We glorify God and we're here to uplift you, to take you to higher places in your calling. So please, by all means, keep tuning in and please feel free to keep sharing this with loved ones or friends or anybody that's in your spirit that you feel like can be benefited by this anointed fire gospel experience. Amen. We are here discussing just some principles, resurrection, the truth behind it, the impact behind it, the reasons behind the resurrection with my special guest, woman of God. She is pastor. She is Dr. Corrine Jeffrey Johnson. And she is also an author that we'd like to share with you listeners, a powerful tool where you can learn and apply knowledge on disarming the enemy. Tell us about the contents of this book, Dr. Johnson, and share with us some of the most powerful contents that you know would benefit the listeners that would compel them to purchase this book, Disarming the Enemy.
Well, a lot of times, you know, we sometimes feel like we're living a life of defeat rather than victory, because a lot of times we look in with the things that we can see with our visible eye. And so a lot of times it appears that, you know, that we may be a part of, you know, some strategic things that the enemy may be doing in our life, but we can't really pinpoint, you know, where the warfare is coming from, let alone walk in victory in it. And so we have to understand that every single day that we have an invisible enemy, and it is Satan. And so not only is he our enemy, but he is targeting our minds, because Satan knows that if he can keep us defeated in our thought processes, then, you know, we'll never get to the place, you know, to walk out our God-given authority that God has given us. And so God has every believer a kingdom mandate to walk in. You know, in the very beginning, he told us to have dominion and authority. And so that's the mandate that he has given us, is to walk in it. And so in order for us to walk in victory and win the battle against the enemy, we got to know that we're fighting a spiritual battle and not a physical battle. Because a lot of times, you know, as Christians, you know, we face a lot of needless casualties in our lives because we're fighting against one another. You know, husband and wife are fighting against one another, thinking that the husband is the enemy, the wife is the enemy, while the real enemy goes unexposed because he's behind the scenes pulling, you know, strings within the marriage. And so this book is going to unveil to the readers that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against an invisible enemy. You know, we're wrestling against powers, against rulers, and, you know, the dark places, you know. And so we have to understand that we're not in a fight with people. You know, our real enemy is invisible. And so disarming the enemy is a strategic guide to show the enemy, to show the believer how to dress themselves every day in their spiritual armor, so they will be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, the plots and the plans and the strategies and the schemes of the enemy. And not only how to stand against the enemy, but also how to discern when his hand is at work in our life, because a lot of times we're busy and we're blaming the people that's closest to us, you know, for, you know, the different things that we're going through, not understanding that the enemy is using them. And so in this book, it is a strategic guide to victory that's going to help the believer walk in victory, not just, you know, once a month or once a week, but it's going to teach you how to walk in victory every single day of your life as you engage the enemy.
Amen.
And win.
Amen. That's good. I've heard it said, Pastor Johnson, that one of the devil's greatest strategies is to get people to believe that he doesn't even exist.
Yes. Yes. And his second, mm-hmm. and his second greatest strategy is to sow seeds of lies into the minds of believers. Because if he can get you distorted in your thinking, you know, if he can be basically get you to believe that your life is defeated and that you don't have what it takes to, you know, to fight him back or to fight against him, that, you know, God hasn't given you any weapons to fight back. If he can get you in a mindset to where you feel like you're defeated, then that's the second weapon that he uses, tactic that he uses, is to get into the thought processes of believers to make them think that they're already defeated, when really and truly he is the one that's already defeated.
Amen. I mean, the lies that the enemy sows seeds amongst church people is to get us to be warring, battling, arguing, and fighting with each other rather than against dark forces. What a strategy, Dr. Johnson. The enemy to fight amongst themselves, then I actually winning the war without having to fire any bullets. They're killing each other.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. And he's sitting back. The enemy is sitting back, and he's going undetected while, you know, we fight against one another. He's sitting back laughing at us, and we're blaming one another instead of teaming up, you know, instead of the kingdom of light teaming up and coming against the kingdom of darkness, you know, we're fighting against one another. But, you know, the book just exposes to us how it's time for us to exercise our authority that God has given us so we can walk, you know, in that victory. And, you know, not only exercise our authority, but know that we got to recognize the principalities and the spirits that operate in the kingdom of darkness. And the book gives you a strategy to pray through the battle so you can come out with complete victory in your life.
I love it. Amen. Amen. So, Dr. Johnson, I guess it's just a matter of just like the Old Testament scripture says, whose report are you going to believe? Amen.
Amen.
Are you
going to
believe God?
Amen.
Are you going to believe some things that the culture says? And we all know that the devil is the prince of the power of the air, which means he has a demonic dark influence over the media, over social media, over news broadcasts. Why do you think that when we watch the newscast, they find the most horrific murder that they could find anywhere, and then from there it goes to lesser homicides and then scandal and then corruption and then poverty, so that we, like woman of God, Pastor Johnson has said, is the enemy wants us to feel deflated. The enemy wants us to believe that we are impotent and lack the power that God says greater is he that's in us, talking about Holy Spirit God, than he that's in the world. So the question is, whose report are you going to believe? Pastor Johnson, we have enough time allotted left in this interview for you to go ahead and give us a sample of your early morning daily devotions. I'm going to pass the microphone to you and play a little soft music in the background so that you can just replicate how you would go about starting our day early in the morning with your platform broadcast, which is entitled what, Dr. Johnson?
Grace for Today, 5-Minute Devotion.
Amen. So at this point, I will turn the platform over to you, my special guest, Dr. Pastor Corrine Jeffrey Johnson, with grace to you. Go right ahead, Pastor Johnson, and bless us with what
Amen.
Holy Spirit God has given you.
Amen. As you all tune in with me for today, this is something that I do every day on my Facebook page, Corrine Jeffrey Johnson, and it's entitled Grace for Today, 5-Minute Devotion. And so I want to give you a subject on today, and it's going to be you need a new soundtrack. And the key scripture that we're going to be using is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. And it says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And so the good news on this evening is that our brain stores everything. And the bad news is, once again, your brain stores everything. And so your brain can't distinguish between what's imaginary and what's real. And so it takes in both truth and it takes in lies. And so for some of us, we have stored all kinds of garbage in our brain. And oftentimes it's that garbage that a lot of us base our decisions upon. You know, for a lot of us, you know, when we were children, you know, adults told us things that we believe without a question because they were authority figures, right? And so for an example, you know, maybe somebody said to you that you weren't good enough or that you wouldn't amount to anything in life. Well, I want to let you know that that was a lie then, and it's a lie now, but sometimes we believe it anyway. And so I want to impart into your spirit this evening to know that you need to change the soundtrack that's playing over and over in your mind. Instead of playing songs based on lies that have been imparted into your spirit, you need to play the truth of God's word. And this is what it means to take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. You got to begin to ask God to heal your memories. You got to ask God, you know, I need you to heal these memories of rejection, of sin, of resentment, of guilt and abuse. You know, every hurt, everything that you have experienced, you got to ask God to heal those areas in your life. And then you got to begin to fill your mind with God's word. Because the more truth you put in your mind, the more lies that you're going to begin to push out. So instead of spending all of your time watching television or surfing the internet, you got to fill your mind with God's word. And so God says that you are lovable. He says that you're capable, that you're valuable, you're forgivable, and that you are usable. So on today, you need a new soundtrack. You got to begin to declare over your life what God says. And when you begin to do that, you will silence every lie of the enemy. And so you got to let God's word become the soundtrack of your life, and God will begin to transform your mind. And so thank you all on this evening for listening, and I pray that the Grace for Today daily devotion has been a blessing to your life on this evening.
Amen, amen. Yes, yes indeed. I have no doubt, woman of God, that it is certainly a blessing. And what I'm going to ask you to do is, if you would, I'm going to ask you to see if you can send those daily devotions to me. It's some technical things, MP3 format, whatever. We'll discuss that and get that all straight, because I would like to play this on my regular segment. On the second hour of this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast, I have a Word Up segment, which is just what you did right there, 3 to 5 minute words of oration. And whenever you are able to come and share live with us, I certainly would appreciate that. But you can send that through your cell phone recorder or through technology. We'll figure it out. So preferably consider that. I want to stock up my library with your recorded 5 minutes of devotion, Grace for You Today, so that I can continue to support you on your ministry. I appreciate it if you would prayerfully consider that, woman of God.
I sure will. I'll send them to you. I'll get all of them to you.
Thank you. You are certainly blessed, woman of God. Thank you so much. I pray that the rest of your resurrection celebration throughout the day and daily throughout the rest of our Christian lives. Be fruitful, be joyful, we'll be abundant. I pray the overflow of God in your life will touch other souls to the point where they know that you, just like the two that was traveling on the road to Emmaus, have walked with the Lord and still walking with him to this day. So I pray blessings on you, your family, your ministry, and all that you do in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining this woman of God. You have been such a phenomenal, impactful blessing for us today. And I'm looking forward to you coming back sooner rather than later.
Yes, sir. Well, it was an honor to be on here today. And thank you so much for the invitation to come.
Amen. Dr. Corrine Jeffrey Johnson, y'all. She'll be back. Don't worry. She is an awesome woman of God. I'm grateful to have had her with us. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You gifted, talented people of God inspire me to keep sharing my gifts and my talents to in service to our Lord God Almighty. And that's what it is. It's a kingdom collaboration. I tell people all the time because it's so true. It's all about kingdom building. God has blessed us so that we can be a blessing to someone else. I have my special guest coming up, this man of God. Oh, my God, he has been such a blessing in my life. I am so grateful for this young man that's going to come and bless us. I'm trying to tell y'all, man of God, Richie Irby has got it going on just like that. Amen goes right there. Let me just share with you all, Father God, I thank you for my listening audience. I pray, Father God, that they will be receptive to your moving in their spirit, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for them having a sense and purpose of destiny and joy calling upon their lives. As you rose from the dead, we are so grateful that you continue to rise in our lives. We just honor you today, always. With no intrepidation, no hesitation, no distractions, Lord God, we just come to acknowledge you as the supreme creator God. There is no other God. So we don't have to compromise our praise and our worship with anyone or anything. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. We look forward to being a part of the angelic choir and contribute our mind, our heart, and our souls as we lift you up throughout all of eternity. Thank you now, and amen, Father God. Amen, Lord Jesus. Amen, Holy Spirit God. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we have the privilege to come, and we are so grateful. And we're going to do like man of God, Fred Perry, and Check His Generation. Because you showed us love, we gonna show love. Yes, indeed. man, you better show some love. You know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get out your business. I'm going to say it just for a minute, long enough to keep it real. Do you know that the reason that majority of people be sobbing and crying and kicking and fussing all over the place at a lot of funerals is because the person that they should have shown some love to, is gone on to a better place. And they realize that there was some love they're holding back. And they thought, well, I'll show some love one day, sometime. But we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. Only when our Lord Jesus is going to return, and he's close and coming back now than he ever has been. But we also don't know the day when he will put one of us to be with him. So I am of God, Fred Perry, and his son, second generation, are saying, show some love. Love is shown than it is talked about. Yes, we can. We can pimp them words real sweet, but don't you know we need to be about the business like agape love, which in the Greek is a verb. It's not an emotion. That means I'm going to do something to show you that I am well concerned about your well-being, and I'm willing to give you the best that I have so that you can be better. I said something right there. Thank you, Lord. This is what fire the gospel experience where you gifted and talented. I only get people to have the gift of speaking, oratory skills from your spirit, not just from your mind, stuff that you could, but Holy Spirit, God will take your life. Holy Spirit, God will take your charisma, your energy, your Bible study, and formulate some messages that's going to inspire the people of God and give God praise all at the same time. And my dear friend, God, Richie Irby, he has been such a blessing to me daily, sending me messages. I look for him. It starts because, see, we don't show enough brotherly love, talking about men. Some of it is because we have this fear of some sort of latent homosexual tip popping up, and we don't know if a brother is undercover. A certain state. This is what I'm here to tell you right now. I'm straight up heterosexual, and I have nothing against homosexual. God says it's not in his pleasing for a man to lay a man or a woman to lay with another woman. But other than that, I am in love with everybody. I may not love the lifestyle. So it's not a matter of being afraid or being hateful. It's a matter of just living a life that pleases the Almighty One God. He comes first. And if he says no, then I'm saying no. If he says yes, no. So this segment of inspiration is this. Because this man of God is so blessed when he can share words of inspiration, but he can also share from his music as well. And here you know, he is all about serving our God. Yes, indeed.
I'm
My God, my God. Man of God, Richie E. Irby and his group, L and Company, let y'all know they serving the Lord, y'all, and they ain't going to take it back. Amen. Goes right there. So without any further ado, my special guest, man of God, Richie Irby, he's coming to us from South Kakalaki, Roebuck, South Carolina, minister of music at Arm Ministries, lead vocalist at My L and Company, and producer at Shekasi Music, Shekasi Music. Let me spit it all the way out. I've studied a little Greek here and there, a little Latin. Shekasi Music, man of God, my dear brother in Christ, here to share words of inspiration, a word of inspiration. Man of God, Richie E. Irby is here, y'all. And ready to bless us with words of encouragement. Bless you, man of God, Richie E. Irby. How are you today on this Resurrection Sunday? Serving God.
Oh, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed and excited and ready to enjoy the rest of this day, man. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
Amen, amen. You took us to church right there, man. That was some of that good old traditional foot stomping, hand clapping gospel music right there talking about you serving. That's what I'm talking about. Can't never get enough of that old school gospel sound. It is good, man.
Oh, no.
You have a wonderful ministry.
Listen,
man of God,
yes,
why don't you go ahead on and share with us some of those fine inspirational words that you do on a regular. Ain't no new thing for you. I'm going to just pass you the microphone and the platform and let you share with us whatever Holy Spirit God has given you on this Resurrection Sunday for word of inspiration. Go right ahead, my dear brother. It's all yours.
Amen. 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 First, I want to just say thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity to communicate again. It's a blessing to be able to share. We call it our transformation story in Jesus' name. And one thing I like to tell everybody is no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, no matter how you feel, no matter what it looks like, God has always and will always have a plan for your life. And he always has a way of escape. He always has a way to let you know that he's there and he's caring for you. He's taking care of you. And if he allows you to go through a situation, believe that he's going to bring you out of it. And you're going to come out victorious. We're already victorious. All he wants us to do is just walk in the manifestation of what we already know. Don't allow the enemy to manipulate you into believing that you're less than what God has told you. God has told you that you are the head, you are not the tail. God has told you that you're above and you're not beneath. God has told you that even though the doctor said you might have cancer, but God said you healed. You know, even though they say that you may have mental issues, God said, no, you have a sound mind. You know, I've given you power and a sound mind. So always believe the word of what God says to you. Speak what God says. And even if you don't believe it yet, just keep speaking it. Keep speaking it until it gets out of your spirit. Because I guarantee you, your words have power. God created us like him. And he said, let us make man out of our own image, out of our likeness. Which means that everything that God has, he's already put it inside of us. All he wants us to do is manifest that thing. He spoke everything into existence. And if he created us like him, that means we do the same thing. We speak whatever is in existence. Words are powerful. If you speak negative words, negative manifestation will happen. If you speak positive words, positive manifestation will happen. So always just speak the truth of what God has said about you. And I guarantee you, you'll always come out on top. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I believe that, Brother God. And I certainly receive that in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Real
Amen.
Quick, good brother. I know this is just a word up inspirational segment, just a short check in with the brother. Just wanted to see how you were doing. Wanted you to come and bless us with those beautiful words of inspiration like you did. But why don't you tell us a little bit
Amen.
About what's going on with your gospel group, Mael and Company. What are the plans that you believe and you can see that God has working in your lives in ministry?
Well, right now, Mael and Company, we're connected with some other others in the gospel with the same mindset that we have. When I started modeling company, and I'm gonna go ahead and be transparent and honest from the start. I didn't want to do it. Honestly, I didn't want to do it.
I understand.
But when God has a mantle on your life and He's purposed you for a cause, you have to stand firm on what He says.
Right.
And I told God that I would do what you say, when you say it, how you say it.
Amen.
So when He dropped the group in my lap, I was like, I don't know about that. He's like, well, you say it, you do what I tell you to do. So I had no other choice. But I did make a commitment to God. I made a promise to God that I would be a different artist. I'll be a different type of artist. I'm gonna stand firm on being different than what the stigma is, or what they say about gospel music artists now. I want to show a difference. I want to be an example to other artists that, you know, when we preach about Jesus, we need to act like Jesus. When we stand on stage and testify, it shouldn't be a test of lie. It should really be a testimony of what God has brought us from.
Yeah.
Because our job as gospel artists is to spread God's love to the people. Because there's some people that don't even go to church, that don't even think about church. The only God they're going to see is when they come to these concerts. You know, and it's our job to live the life that we sing about. And I made that commitment to God that I would live that life that I sing about. And the guys on my group, and I have young guys on my group in their 20s, and they love God. You know, everywhere we go, they're always being complimented on their professional level. They're always being complimented on how they carry themselves. You know, as good men from, you know, God-fearing men, they don't come to concerts with the pants sagging all off the tail and smelling like weed.
No,
they don't do all of that. You know, they come, they dress professional. When we're on stage, they look professional. When people come and talk to them, they talk to them with respect. They, you know, God has really blessed me with some fellas, man, that just love Him. You know, and that right there in itself is an example to other, you know, musicians that are out, you know, in the gospel music field. It's not about fame. It's not about my name being in lights. It's not about all of that. I done been in that life of signing autographs.
Yes, sir.
When you walk in the door, everybody know you. I've been there, and it was not fulfilling to me. You know, I've made the money. I've had the, as you call, clout. But it wasn't fulfilling to me. What's fulfilling to me is when I come off stage and somebody walk up to me and tell me how our ministry blessed them, how it gave them a new outlook on life, how somebody got saved, how somebody got delivered, how somebody got redeemed and set free. That's what gives me fulfillment when I'm standing on stage.
Yes.
The same thing that I do when I sing every single morning. You know, God puts it on my heart to send out messages to several different people.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the people that I speak into their life, I don't even know them. I've never met them before a day in my life. They just random people God dropped on my spirit that I see on Facebook or I see on Instagram or whatever. And I just speak into their life. I don't know what they're going through. So God tells me to speak into their life. And the fulfilling part of doing that is when I get responses back. You know, thank you for that. That was right
That's
on
right.
the point. I needed to hear that today. God has really spoken to you. I've been looking for answers. That's fulfilling to me. So I made that commitment to God that I would do, you know, what He asked me to do. And I would do it freely. I would do it with an open heart. I would do it with no regret. You know, that's just where we are. And my mandate is for other gospel artists. My mandate is to show them Jesus. And hey, let's get together, man, and let's worship God for
That's
real.
Right.
And let that thing saturate the atmosphere and watch people really get saved. Watch people really get delivered.
Amen.
Watch people really get healed. That's what my mandate is. And And it's a hidden mantle.
That's what it's all about.
My God is a hidden mantle. But I believe God is with us. God has really graced us. And ironically, when I say graced us, this is my own company's fifth year. So we're under the year.
Amen.
Amen.
So
God is
Amen.
Really,
that's,
really graced
that's,
us
that's,
with a lot of things, man.
That's a blessing right there, man of God. And what I heard you say, the things that you do, having been there, so to speak, as you have stated, knowing what it's like to enjoy the fame, the fortune, the prosperity that so many people aspire to achieve, you've been there. But what many people fail to realize is that there are some things that are of a spiritual nature that money cannot buy. When you said that people
that's right.
reflect back to you, respond back to you, how you blessed them, how you added some remedies to their life, you brought solutions, you brought a reflection that they didn't have before, a sense of knowledge and a source of information. See, these are the gifts that God empowers us with so that we can actually emulate our Lord Jesus Christ. God is actually moving
yes.
about in this world through the believers. Man of God, listen, I appreciate you. I'm looking
yes.
forward to you continuing to send us these word of inspirations, either recorded or live, like I did my first special guest, woman of God, Dr. Corrine Jeffrey Johnson. You all have a gift for speaking, and this is the place where I want you to just share as you are led and as you see fit. Man of God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Anytime you're ready to come back to this Fire Gospel
thank
experience,
you.
I want you to know you certainly have an open invitation, man of God. If I take too long, you get in touch with me.
Amen.
And I got you, good brother. I got you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man of God, Richie Irby, doing this thing in gospel music, doing this thing in spiritual orientation. That means he is speaking the word of God to the body of Christ, to believers, to unbelievers about the goodness of God. And he's doing it in excellence under the guise of Holy Spirit. God bless you, man of God. Enjoy the rest of your Resurrection Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your resurrection life. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Amen.
My man, Richie Irby, and my L and company. Y'all just don't know. I need for you all to follow these individuals, and I need to bring him back real quick so he can share with us any of his contact information for billing. Man of God, Richie Irby, I can't let you get away. You need to share information on how you could be reached for billing and also all of your social media contacts so that my listeners can continue to follow you and support you on social media. What's the number to get in touch with you, sir?
Okay. If you want to book my Island Company to come to your city, and we will be honored to come to your city and share our transformation story, you can book us through Juju Entertainment Group. We're under Juju Entertainment Group. Jay Carson is our booking manager. And you can reach him at area code 321-754-4293. If you want to catch us on any social media, we're on Facebook, My Island Company, Instagram, My Island Company, Twitter, My Island Company. our music is all over the internet if you want to pull us up. YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Facebook Music, Amazon Music. I mean, we're everywhere. Just type in My Island Company,
mm-hmm.
and it'll pull up all our music.
Amen.
And we just love to bless people. We just love to just, you know, connect with new people and like I said again, share our,
yes.
our story with everybody.
Amen. So there you go, listeners. There you go, concert promoters. There you go, pastors, for your revival. For whatever events you got going on, get in touch with my dear brother Richie E. Irby, my L and company, and I promise you they will add some flavor to your sanctified event right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you, man of God. We appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So let's continue on with this awesome man of God's ministry right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And then we're going to talk about Luke 24:19, where our Lord Jesus asked the two that was on the road to Emmaus, talking about what things? What things are going on? Why everybody walk around so sad? What's this dark cloud hanging over Jerusalem? It's supposed to be a festival. But little did they know, the one that they were mourning about, the one that led to so much confusion in their spirit, they were talking to the very man of God, Jesus, resurrected. Amen. Goes right there. Yes, yes, yes.
Hello, I'm gospel artist Richie Irby of Mile & Company, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up your spirit and lighting up your soul with biblical inspiration and the very best gospel music. I pray that our music ministry will uplift your spirit and give you a new strength. You can follow us on all social media outlets and download our music at iTunes, Amazon, Facebook, among many others. And for booking information, call 864-357-4906 or email shakasimusic@gmail.com. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom business.
Love me like you deserve. Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this Fire Radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station.
You gave me a new name, a new life, Lord, you're my everything.
Sounds of man of God, Fred Jerkins and Samaje, giving us reasons to praise on this Resurrection Sunday celebration. Hallelujah. Goes right there. And before we heard from woman of God, Felicia Sheard Parks. Thankful, so thankful, our God, when he rose from the dead and we opened up our heart's door, he gave us a brand new name. Amen. It goes right there. Thank you. Thank you, anointed gospel artists, you disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, that just happen to have a wonderful gift for music, a wonderful ability and anointing to sing, to play music, and to bless us as we give praise to our God collectively and individually. Ain't nothing like having this intimate relationship with our God. I want to bring your attention to Luke 24 and verse 19, but we're talking about what things? Well, I'm going to tell you what things, because that's what our Lord Jesus asked the two men that were traveling on their way to Emmaus. They was leaving the Jewish festival and just in a spirit of dismay. Verse 19 says, and he said unto them, he being our Lord Jesus, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. When the two travelers on the road to Emmaus journeyed together, I'm sure they were just some of the many who came to the Jewish festival to celebrate, but now were astonished, perplexed, and even traumatized by the dehumanizing torture, shame, ridicule, and eventual crucifixion of who they knew to be the great prophet Jesus, our Lord, the Redeemer. How is it that one man's life and existence can have not just an ancient history impact, but still have global significance even today in our modern day times, some 2023 years later? Luke 24 and 13 helps us out. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. Verse 14 says that they talked together of all these things which had happened. Uh-oh, we're getting warmer now. Verse 15 says, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And many people since the days of our Lord Jesus are still communing together, reasoning about this man, Jesus. Amazing, isn't it? That yet while all this conversation is about Jesus, that the true identity of Jesus is still missed by some of those who are engaged with their much thought and much theology. Verse 16 says, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. King James Version. I had to go to the Living Bible, which says, but they didn't recognize him, for God kept them from it. And then I studied a little further to the Message Bible that says, but they were not able to recognize who he was. And then even further, the Amplified Version says, but their eyes were held, so that they did. My God, my God, my God. Y'all see how the devil be trying to pull the plug on the word of God when it's going forth? But I'm back. And in the the Amplified version of the Bible, Luke 24:16 says, but their eyes were held so that they did not recognize him. Now, I found it interesting that the devil just pulled the plug, but also that the two travelers didn't recognize our Lord Jesus, because the scripture says that God kept them from it in the Living Bible translation. It took my mind to when God hardened Pharaoh's heart in Exodus 7:13. So God has the ability in all his great unfathomable wisdom to withhold from the heart of some knowledge, revelation, identity, and harden the hearts of others. Why? Simply because he knows what the future holds within every heart of all mankind. Now, the two on the road to Emmaus were still in their discovery and truth-seeking stages of faith, while Pharaoh, on the other hand, had reached his heart's apex and was found wanting and fully convinced with and perpetrated evil and hatred. Such is our awesome and omniscient God, who knows all and sees all from the beginning, all throughout every ending, middle, and existence. Verse 17 says, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? We serve a Savior that is touched, y'all, by the pains of our discomforts, infirmities, sufferings, and pains. Hebrews 4:14 bears me witness, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Thank you, Lord God, for being in touch with our pain and our infirmities. Verse 18 says, and the one of them whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? He talking to the Lord. And hast not known the things which are come to pass that are in these days? And he said unto them, what things? Talking about our Lord Jesus. Asked. And they said unto them concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all people. Amen. Goes right there. That is just a beautiful thing, because we want to know what things. Amen. Yes, we do. And so, these have always been three similar responses when it comes to contemplations about our Lord Jesus. Yes, no, and maybe. I would dare say that there are probably many who are yet still undecided, carrying many questions with few answers. It also depends on their willingness to continue striving for the truth and to what degree of effort they are willing to apply. And how are these things that are in the category of the uncertain souls would speak on? What things themselves? Why is a relationship with this resurrected Messiah necessary for my life? Well, first of all, because if it were just about our earthly lives, only then there would still be many benefits to living the Christian life. First of all, God is always there with us in every situation and circumstance. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And also, too, secondly, God will supply us the needed resources because he is our very powerful source. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you, it is, than he that is in the world. And then thirdly, there is an internal capacity from God that cannot be duplicated anywhere else. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. But listen, we Christians are well aware of the evil, dark, and demonic forces that contend against us on all levels. People that have no relationship with our Lord Jesus are easily used as puppets under the influence of dark, unseen, and invisible influences, as did our Lord Jesus with the chief priests of his day. Verse 20 says, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him, these are the two that still speak in the man Cleopas, to be condemned to death and have him crucified. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, to this day is the third day since these things were done. And then finally, we must share the truth of the mission of our Lord Jesus' first coming, and that is to provide an invitation to know me and have eternal fellowship with Father God in heaven. First of all, that's why he came. And then our Lord Jesus did not come to fix the governmental hierarchy, as did many people had trusted he would back in those days and even today. Why God let this happen? Why God let that happen? First of all, because he told Adam and the generations of all mankind to rule over the earth, subdue it, and oversee it, and take care of it. He put that in our hands. So when tragedy happens, remember the earth was cursed. So natural disasters are going to happen. And the curse upon unsaved man is that there's going to be lies, there's going to be evil spirits working against us, and there's going to be dark influences upon people that are not saved. So don't blame God for the circumstances of man. And then our Lord Jesus is allowing unbelievers, evil, and the devil to all run their wicked course until the Holy Father God decides it is time for our Lord Jesus' return. This is when our Lord Jesus will make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. Luke 3 and 5. Until then, you and I, we as Christ's disciples, are tasked with the sharing of the soul-saving and life-giving evangelistic message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Goes right there. We just clap it. Amen, amen, and amen again. I want to thank my special guest, Woman of God, successful wife, Jesus follower, mother, entrepreneur, author of the book Disarming the Enemy, Pastor Dr. Corinne Jeffrey Johnson, and then man of God in my word of inspiration, coming in strong with music and anointed word, Richie E. Irby, for blessing us. We'll leave y'all with one final word. Amen, amen, amen. Pray you all be blessed and be blessed richly as God intends to be a blessing to us. At the intersection where your gifts, talents, and abilities meet another human being is when you find purpose. Quoted from the great Greek philosopher Aristotle. So y'all be blessed in the Lord. I pray God will bless y'all inside out, upside down, and every which way, round and round and round. I want to leave y'all with my dear sister in Christ. She's so cool. She's so smooth with this urban gospel message music. She's on the front line telling it like it is, educating our youth, talking about Woman of God, Lyric Kiki, who I had the pleasure of meeting, y'all. I put pictures on my Facebook page, met that awesome young lady from Tyler, Texas, and she's going to bless us on our way out because she's cool just like that. She's going to let you know God is good. And matter of fact, come on, Lyric Kiki, tell us, God is gooder than good. Y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one and only, who rose from the dead. And we celebrate and acknowledge the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ today, always, and throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Come on, Lyric Kiki, let's praise God. Sunday.
Yeah. Y'all know he'll do it again. God is sure enough good. Say, my God is good when everything is bad. He's a smile on my face when the world says to be sad. Yeah, he's my joy, the world wish they had. Cause he's a good God, that's why the devil mad. Come on, tell him, say, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Devil. Yeah, here I go, I have to do it again. God been so good, gotta tell all of my friends. If you just take a look, come on now, let's take a glance. that he can hear the land. We gotta be the voice speaking up for what's right. Now it's time to stand up. Yeah, it's time for us. Say, my God is good when everything is bad. He's a smile on my face when the world says to be sad. Yeah, he is my joy, the world which they hate. Cause he's a good God, that's why the devil mad. Come on, tell him, say, ain't nobody mad but the devil. What your race, you're still in his hand. And he cares for you, he'll see you through. Been in hard times, ain't nothing new. He let us know that these days come. Perilous times, tribulation ain't nothing new. Under the sun, the victory's already won. No matter what enemy throw in his face, just know God will make a way. Trust him with all your heart, he'll never leave you in the dark. He's been right there from the very start. You count on him, say my God is good when everything is bad. He's a smile on my face when the world is to be sad. Yeah, he's my joy, the world which they hate. Cause he's a good God, that's why the devil mad. Come on, tell him, say, ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Always make a wrong,
yeah, we came and keep, and we bout it, that's why we came and keep, said we be bout it.